What else do I have? Oh, yeah.
Jeff Goldblum's in town.
Playing with the Mildred Sinster Orchestra here in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. If you want to see that handsome devil bust a tune out on the Ebonies and Ivories, this is your night. So insert and yell your own Jeff Goldblum quotes at Jeff Goldblum, and maybe he'll point at you and smile. I was talking earlier today with Jesse Wenzelhoff, co-host of Vancouver Mixtape, Sundays at 8, that Jeff Goldblum probably would have done been a very good Michael in The Good Place. But Jesse raised a very good point that Jeff Goldblum is kind of like a sinister person, character, generally. Like, there's always some weird, like, you would know what happened before it happened. I'm really trying not to hard to spoil this, The Good Place, because it's a fantastic show and I recommend it. Help me deal with some stuff. Anyways, insert your own Jeff Goldblum over Ted Danson's face, and I'm sure you'll see what I'm talking about. Go watch it. Anyways, Jeff Goldblum at the Vogue Theater Saturday night, 7 p.m. with the Mildred Sinster Orchestra. Be there. Saturday still over at the Astoria, which again exists again, is doing a show. Believe it or not, Vintersea, Cyborg Octopus, Cosm, No Light Escapes at the Astoria. It's a tour for Vintersea and Cyborg Octopus. They're going up and down the coast here, Seattle, Portland, and Tacoma, of all places, and visiting us here in our fine little city of SoCal, Vancouver. So pay them a visit, and yeah, at the Astoria, Vintersea, Cyborg Octopus, Cosm, and No Light Escapes. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Okay, I think that's enough for this. Let's get into some music, okay? Yes, I think so. We're gonna check out some music here from Babe Corner. This is gonna be their song. No, that's a cover, and I'm going to do an actual song they did, because that's, I think, more appropriate. This is going to be their track, Summer Slaughter.
Wasting days.
Hello. Look who kept all the things on. There we go. Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about what you heard in that little mix there. That was a Babe Corner off the top there with Summer Slaughter off their Crybaby album, which they released in March of this year. You can see them playing at Green Auto Friday night with Aaron Charles Band along with the Marauders. At Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street, for that one, dear listener. After that, you heard Warm with their track Deluxe Haiku. They are playing Friday night, the 11th, at Redgate with Danes and Anodyne. So come for the post-rock.
Danza de la Magia.
Stay for the, what are we staying for? Various couches. I don't know. Get comfortable. Enjoy some music. Maybe loud. It'll be dope, though. I recommend it. Danes may or may not be calling it quits soon, so if you're a fan of Danes, catch them now before they hang up the old Danes coat. Finishing this off there was Blue Stem, giving us some cool alt-rock, post-rock vibes. They're playing at 648 Kingsway. On Friday, with Hope Slide, Ayana Seymour, and Yana Laskov. 8 p.m. at, again, 648 Kingsway, Friday, tomorrow night. Yeah, that track was Blur. Pretty cool. Post-rock, still kicking. You're still listening to CGSF, 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. Adjacent to the ever shiny dagger that is Vancouver. Alright, we got more shows and only 15 minutes to tell you about them, so let's get it on. Tonight, Friday, Saturday night at the Redgate. If you missed Wood Andrews at the Lido tonight with Malcolm Jack, don't worry, you have a second opportunity. Over at the Redgate, you can see him doing the thing with Janky Bungang and Anodyne. Sorry, Puddle. No, Tonk is the word I was looking for. That is the band name. Country rock, country bands in the mix here for that one here. So that should be pretty cool, pretty dope. And yeah, Janky doing a double bill that night. I'll tell you about that in a second. It's for the Good Luck Stampede, Good Luck Studios. Fantastic t-shirt making friend of mine and networker extraordinaire. And Gant and Co. are putting together a great craft market of various makers, t-shirt vendors, crafters, you name it. It's probably being sold there. So if you want to get a cool, almost one-of-a-kind t-shirt or more, or perhaps a cool fanny pack. I'm sure someone's got a cool fanny pack. Because I have a cool fanny pack. Where's your cool fanny pack, buddy? They're called club bags now, man. Like, what the hell? Make up your mind. I was wearing a purse in high school before it was called a merce. And before that, I was calling it a satchel. But since then, just embrace that it's a freaking purse. And why? Because I can carry more stuff than you, buddy. That's why. I'm a magpie. I collect stuff. I pick things up and I put them in my pocket or my bag. Anyways, Tonk is what we're going to listen to in a little bit here. But we're going to check them out a little bit. They released an album in May of this year called Thanks for Waiting. Which, oh, shit. Dropping stuff. I'll fix that in a minute. Yeah. Country bands. Andrew Wood. Janky Bungag. Tonk. Redgate. Saturday. Be there. There's also late night karaoke. So if you got some mad country crooners that you want to bust out on your own, just come on down. We're doing karaoke till late. Come see me. I mean, I'm not doing karaoke, but I'll be there if you know what I mean. Also, as I mentioned, Janky Bungag is doing a double bill that night. So if you can't make it to that show, but you'd rather go to Green Auto, you can see Janky Bungag doing the thing with Uncle Strut, North by North from Chicago, and Tiger Really. Again, live at the Green Auto. That's a Saturday, 8 p.m., $15 pay what you can, yada, yada, yada. Some rocking, some rolling, and some good old-fashioned strolling. I'm sure you got to walk eventually. Makes sense. Check it out. What's next is that I've got more shows. Saturday, still, over at Bully's in New West, we have Naitaka with Broken Crow and Burnt Lung doing the thing here. So what do we got here? It's going to be more rock. Judging by these logos, it's going to be some rock. Because they're burnt. I mean, Broken Crow's graphics look pretty dope. So the R, the beak of the crow is turning into the R. Burnt Lung, giving us that like 80s thrash vibe. And Naitaka, giving us 90s alt rock, Randy River font. Dope stuff. Anyways, that's over at Bully's in New West on 6th Ave or Street or wherever the crap. Check it out. Over at Atlanta Lose, 8 p.m. Saturday night, you have the Bad Beats, the Gung Ho's, and Rocket Number 9 doing their respective things. Atlanta Lose at 362 Powell Street. Get the pierogies, pick it up. You will not be disappointed, is the word. Big Beat, Bad Beats, Gung Ho's, Rocket Number 9, Atlanta Lose, Saturday, 8 p.m. Check it out. Over at Tyrant Studios, you know, the jazz studio that's on top of the penthouse, that strip club downtown. Yeah, they're doing a thing. Borders, Fronteras, Terry Maple, and Buck Nothing doing their respective things over at 1019 Seymour Street in downtown Vancouver. 9 p.m. Saturday night. Be there for it seems to be a very country night, because if I remember, Terry Maple does have a nice little funk country twang to him. And I think he's visiting us from somewhere he moved to. So pay him a visit while he's paying us a visit and enjoy some music. So check it out. That's pretty cool. Borders, Fronteras, Terry Maple, Buck Nothing, Tyrant Studios, Saturday, 9:30. Be there. So that's Saturday for you, folks. Am I right? Yeah. So we got Sunday. I'm going to blast through these so we can just get some music happening here. If you're looking for a chiller in Strathcona, there's some cool bands happening over at McLean Park over on Kiefer Street and Heatley. You got Blue Dirt Girl, Illiterati, and Arsenic and Old Lace doing their respective things. Bunch of new music, bunch of new bands. So check it out. A lot of ladies rocking to the park. Should be pretty cool. Grab yourself a lawn chair and your snack of choice. Again, I'm definitely polling everybody on their first choice of munchie mix. Mine is 1 week old stale Cheetos. I like the chew. Same with popcorn. I like stale popcorn. It's got chew, you know? It's full of butter. Or what they tell me is butter. Irrelevant! Blue Dirt Girl, Illiterati, and Arsenic, and Old Lace, McLean Park, Kiefer Street. I'm sure we'll be passing around a hat for some money, but it looks like it's cheap as free. Check it out. It's at Sunday, 2 p.m. But if that's too late for you and you're already at Shrugfest, you already know, because Shrugfest is over on the 13th as well, over at Green Auto. You have a crap ton of bands, such as Primp, Ashley Shadow, Pudding, Kirk Jerk, Kirkland Jerks. What?
Jan and Clara Sanchez, along with Lil Sprout, doing their respective things. So a whole lot of cool people doing some whole lot of cool music over there. And yeah, it should be pretty dope. It's $20 at the door, but think about it, you guys. You've seen like a crap ton of bands. So like, it's totally worth it. It's going to be awesome. You're going to like it. I guarantee you. There will be at least one band that you jive with specifically more than others. Who it will be, I do not know, but everyone's different. But I will show you Lil Sprout today so you can get a little sneaky peeky on that one. What else I got? I got two more. Sunday is an early day. There's a flea market, punk rock flea market happening over at Lanolu's Sunday afternoon. So go for brunch and pick up some vintage pants or weird patches or records. Should be pretty cool. Shout out to Noel. Probably going to be there. It's going to be an all day like flea market. So bring money and your willingness to buy bric-a-bracs and stuff at Lanolu's. And then stick around for the show, which features Seconds Flat, Credit Card Fraud, Arthur Potter, Leroy's Garage, and along with the classic, the legendary, Chaos, Disorder, and Panic, doing their respective things. Sunday, 8 p.m. for that one. There's $10 for the musics, though. Last up, but not least, if you like yourself some Elvis and you like yourself some Elvis impersonators, you've got a plethora of choices. But you have Aaron Wong, award-winning Elvis tribute performer, being backed up by the Delphi Destroyers. So over at the Painted Ship, Wednesday evening, 9 p.m., grab a bite, grab a beverage, and have a man gyrate in front of you while singing Suspicious Minds, which is the best song he ever did on the Hawaii Live album, which is not even a hard opinion to have. I don't know why I'm so adamant about it. It's a really good song, and it's done really well. Suspicious Minds by Elvis off that album is freaking awesome. But I'm a little too passionate about that. Anyways, check it out. It's over at the Painted Ship. Aaron Wong and the Delphi Destroyers as Elvis. That's over on, like, it's over in the West End. So just after McDonald and Broadway. Check it out, buddy. Let's get into some music here, okay? Oh, shit. We're going to play a bunch of cool music. Next up is a Lil Sprout. This is their track, Really Nice Lake. I could go for that right about now.
Whimpering and crying while you wave to stake in her face. All right, this is going to be the last song. That was Really Nice Lake by Lil Spradley playing a Green Auto on Sunday with a crap ton of bands. Too many to say. Shrugfest, 1 p.m. starts at that. There's like 8 freaking bands. $20. And to finish taking us home is Tonk. They're playing at Redgate. This is their track, Down in the Bar Room. They're playing at Redgate on Saturday with Wet and Drew Woods and Junkie Bungag. Be there, I will. I'm going to go home and make spaghetti.
Down in the
good quality music. Thanks again, everybody, for sticking around, listening to the show today. It's been me, Jabe Gradowski, your humble host as always. Stay tuned for Parses at this time of day, coming up in literally 5 seconds. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, drink water, and take care of each other. Bye-bye.